You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Quickly, before we get to your video game movie, for me, the weekend, I'm going to say the highlight this weekend was my stepdaughter turned 21, and we took her out to a Persian restaurant with her sister who had flown into town. So the four of us went out, and I got to try some badass Persian food, and I'm going to tell you right now, we will be back.
You're hooked, huh?
Yeah.
What did you order specifically?
I ordered a dish called chicken barg, B-A-R-G.
Okay.
Chicken barg. But we got hummus beforehand and some flatbreads and olives and, oh.
Sounds fairly healthy.
My good. And there was a drink. I think I sent you a photo of a beverage that I had.
With the jalapeno floating in it, from what I recall.
Yeah, it was...
I said something about your pee burning later.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
No, it was so damn tasty.
Pretty good.
It was a vodka drink with jalapeno syrup in it.
It
was
a
spicy drink, man.
A little kick.
Yeah, that was quite the kick.
That sounds good.
So that's what I was doing while you were going to an animated movie.
I did. We loaded up the kiddos yesterday, and we went out to Highlands Ranch and saw the Super Mario Brothers movie. I've been pretty stoked about this for a couple weeks. Bought my tickets in advance, so we were ready to rock. And I will say, the movie was incredibly good. It was very well done. If you're a kiddo that grew up, you know, in the late 80s through most of the 90s playing all the Mario games, it hits all the bases when it comes to the games and the characters and the sounds and the music. I did find myself smiling multiple times throughout the movie, and even looked over at Knick Knack a few times, and she had a big old goofy smile on her face too.
Aww.
The movie was not only good, but it's full of like those Easter eggs that they toss in, you know, that hints to other games. Like they were in a restaurant or something, and on the wall they had all these boxers in frames on the wall, and it was all the boxers from that Nintendo game Punch Out from back in the day.
Yeah. There was an image
of a duck up there from Duck Hunt. Just a lot of little fun things in there. Now,
hey, I gotta ask you a question though. How did your kids into Mario? Did they play, or was it pretty much over their heads?
It was probably over their heads in regards to the nostalgia factor to them. Yeah, I mean, they've got, both of them have Nintendo Switches, and they're familiar with Mario and stuff, but the characters in the movie really harken back to, you know, 1985. So it was good, Dom. It was really good.
So what was the problem?
Here's the problem. When I purchased the tickets a few weeks ago, I did not know that I purchased tickets for the theater with the Dolby Eargasmic Cinema 5000 or whatever they want to call it. There was speakers in that theater every 12 inches. I was looking at it before the movie started. I was like, sure is a lot of speakers in here. And then the preview started, and then the movie started, and a few times, Knick Knack and I both had to slowly pull our hands up and put our fingers in our ears because it was so freaking loud. Now, I went home and did some research after, and in this little theater with the Mario movie, there were 215 speakers in it. They were mounted all along the ceiling, Dom. There were speakers in the seats. So, like, during big action scenes and stuff, your seat actually shook. It was that intense. Too many speakers. And I know I sound like an old guy right now, but it was so overstimulation. So much. I mean, it's like, are we at that point now where we need to be so stimulated when we watch a movie?
Yes. The answer is yes.
I have never heard or felt anything like it. It was absolutely insane.
That's funny.
It was. It was like before the movie, I'm like looking at the ceiling and I'm like, there's speakers on the ceiling in here. What do those do? You know? And you could feel it.
Yeah, I've always talked about how all sorts of things have a raise the bar issue, and that's one of them.
Absolutely.
You get into movie theaters, and one theater puts in, you know, 100 speakers, so somebody else has to do 120, and then somebody has to do 200, and now you've got to do, how many did you say?
215 speakers.
215 speakers. There will soon be 250, then 500, and they'll turn it up a little bit more and a little bit more. You got to keep raising the bar.
Yeah.
And yeah, it takes away from the enjoyment factor at some point.
The 3D like immersive aspect was pretty cool because they do like a little sample thing, you know, before the movie starts, and you can like you hear like things flying around behind you and a pin drop over here and water back over here. Mm-hmm. That was really cool. But then they crank it to 11 when the movie starts. You're like,
You are officially old, like, man.
I looked at Nicole's like, oh my God. She's like, I know, I can't hear. You know?
You guys are like, is it just me or is this too loud?
What?
You know what would have been the topper, which would have been great, if you had gotten out of your seat and stormed down the aisle and gone in to talk to the manager and asked them to turn it down a little bit.
Yeah, can we just bump it down just a little bit? You're kind of ruining it for us.
Yeah. Are we allowed to ask places that, you know, let me take a left turn here. Yeah. Are we allowed to ask places to turn down the music?
I would say no.
Okay, well, I'll give you an example. There's a certain, let me see, how do I phrase it? A certain casual dining establishment that has locations all over the place. And I like to go with my laptop during the day and sit there and get an iced tea and do some work. But it's gotten to the point where they keep turning their music up louder and louder and louder. And by the way, it is crappy-ass music. Yeah. I mean, bad. But they keep turning it up. So I'm having to bring headphones and put on, like, brown noise.
Okay, so a place like that, I would say you could go up to the counter and be like, can you turn it down?
Can you turn the music down?
Yes, sir. We'll turn it down for you.
Yeah.
But, like, the theater, it's like that's what you're going for. And obviously, I didn't know that this is what I had purchased tickets for because they have, you know, other normal theaters. And it was like, this is, like, the special theater.
You're going for the experience, but when blood starts coming out of your ears.
I know. It was like my ears were ringing after this thing was over. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so old.
How was the popcorn?
It was good, actually. I did the butter layering thing, too. Oh, yeah. Okay. It was good, real good.
Does that make up for not being able to hear for 8 hours afterwards?